Kiwi Rosenbaum.
Oh, good evening, Rabbi Isai. Firstly, a great shkoyach to Atzulcha. As usual, for arranging this shurim, very chash vazach. We have Simcha and all in the staff, and we say, it's a shefa bracha and atzulcha. Tonight, I hope to start talking a little bit about Start the Day the Torah Way. Representative over here. But people think Start the Day the Torah Way starts at 9, 10 past 9. 20 to 10, depends on Sunday during the week. And today we're going to discuss, even earlier, how to start the day the Torah way from when we wake up in the morning. Especially this time of the year. I moved back to England a couple of years ago. So it's a big chiddush to wake up in the morning, 8, it's still dark outside. Bilam said, Hin am kelavi yakum. One of the big praises of Klal Yisrael is that we wake up in the morning, and Misgabri, Mechapara and the Mitzvahs, Tzitzis, Tefillin, Krishma. That's something that when Bilam saw, was amazed. That's how you start the day. Whatever we're doing through the day, but that's what gives us the push start. And that's what keeps us going through the day. And there's a lot of interesting shailas which come up, especially this time of the year when the day starts very late. And it happens to all of us sometimes. We have to get up a bit earlier. We have appointments, we have work, we have meetings, and sometimes we have to try and start even earlier. We have to go away, right? And sometimes the shaila is, when can we start doing these mitzvahs? We want to start doing the mitzvahs when we can. When is it the best time to do it? So we'll start with Krishma, and then we'll move on to Tefillin and Tzitzis. The Mishnah says in Brachos, Taftes on the base. We know the first Mishnah in Brachos, Meimus HaKoinus Shema Be'arvus. The Mishnah starts off, when can we start Krishma by night? Like it says, B'shoch B'chol K'mechol. The Mishnah starts off first by night, like the Pasuk does. And then the Mishnah of Taftes on the base says, Meimus HaKoinus Shema B'shachris. From when can we start saying Shema in the morning? And the Mishnah says, Mishayakir. From Mishayakir, the Mishnah says a few shittos, Ben Tcheles Elovam. And the Morris says another shita, that Mishayakir, when the person could go in the street and recognize a friend that he knows a little bit, like a guest that you see once in a while, from the distance of 4 amos. That's the Zman that we can start saying Krishna in the morning. And that's between Alois and Netz. We know that Alois right at the beginning, and Netz is when it comes properly late. Mishayakir is somewhere there in the middle.
6 or 8.
That's it. 6 or 8?
Yeah,
that shows. Somewhere around there. Actually, around 6 or 8 at this time of the year.
Yeah, so, yeah.
It's paskund in Shulchan Aruch Siman Nun Ches.
6:51 and 6:08. Big difference.
Oh, so maybe we'll come back to the end. There's different shittas. When exactly Mishayakir is. And that's how the Mchabu paskund Siman Nun Ches. Zman Krishma Shal Shachris. Mishayir Es Chaveh Harogel Imekatas. When you see a friend I know a little bit from the distance of 4 amos, that's when it starts. Now the question is this midiraisa or is this midirabonon? Is this, can I do midiraisa before this? And this is what the rabbonon said? Or does the whole zman minatera also start from then? So the rishonim say already that minatera really the mitzvah starts from alis. That's the beginning of the day, of kamecha. Just what? Chazal and masakon that we should only do from mishayakim. And why is that? So Rabbi Yehuda says one of two reasons. He says a reason that everyone gets up. A lot of people get up ready from Alois, but to most people, they only get up by when it comes a bit later, when it comes Mishayakir. So it's a better of Kamecha. Chazal wanted not just to rank a little bit of Kamecha, it should be a proper Kamecha when everyone gets up. That's why Chazal Masakim to only say Krishna from Mishayakir. And another reason is actually because of Parshas Tzitzis that we say together with Shema. We say the first two Parshas, then we say Parshas Tzitzis. And we'll see later, Tzitzis is from Mishayakir. That's why Chazal Masakim, that we only say Shema from Mishayakir. So since that's only Midrabbanan, but Midrais of the Zman is really from Alois. So therefore, B'Shas Adchak, B'Di'evet, the Mechaber says later, what's going to be someone that's going to a place where it's very scary? He's not going to be able to have Yishuv Hadas to be Mechav and Krishma. We know the first Pasuk. It's Ma'akov to have Kavana El Malcha Shemai. The Mechav says someone that's going Mishuv, Onos Kagen Shuv, Mashkin is getting up early, And he's going on the way, the Lord says, V'derech, b'mokim g'du d'chayo v'listim, a place where he's not going to be able to concentrate b'chlal. He won't be able to be mechavim, even for the first parasha. So he can say Krishna from Aleis HaShachar. That's number one. The Mishnah Berurah over there says an interesting thing. What about Birchus Krishna? So until now we discussed Krishna. Krishna, I can then say Mishayakir. Let's say I've got to go a few minutes after Mishayakir. The best thing for me to be will start the brachas before, and when it comes Mishayakir, then I'll say Shema. Is that a problem or not? Do the brachas of Krishna also have to be before Mishayakir? So Mishnah Berurah says an interesting thing, that maybe the brach of Avi Rabbo, that could be okay to say before Krishna. But Yetzer is problematic, because Yetzer, what's Yetzer? Hashem created the light. And we thank Hashem for the light that He's given us, Yetzer. So he says, for Yetzer, it's also, the time is really from Mishayakim. So therefore, ideally one shouldn't start to say, already from after Yishtabach, from when we start Yetzer, from then it should already be Mishayakim.
From before. No problem. Start
Damashakis. Oh, that's right. So Psukat Zimra, okay. Is no problem to be before Mishayak. The main thing is that when you get to the bracha of Yitzhar, then it should already be Mishayak. By Yitzhar should be Mishayak. Now the problem is what you're going to run into, we'll see in the Hemshach, what about tefillin and tzitzis. That's very good, let's say on Shabbos, when we're not wearing talis and tefillin, I'm saying talis we are, we'll see that. But without tefillin, then you can be up to Yitzhar, that's okay. Right, so it's something that nowadays it's very hard for us to connect to, because we've got our schedule and our timetable. Right, the times, the Chazal Kaveh, the times when people get up and they're meant to get up, right. And
like that.
It's an interesting place. Eventually, like, if we'd go with day and night, then I think we'd have start the day and end the day all basically together with a little break for Minchah in between. So that's with Shema. So we'll move on to Tefillin. That's what the Shema we said was mentioned in the Mishnah and Aftes on the Vez and Brochot. The Gemara over there carries on and discusses about Tefillin. The Gemara over there, a few lines into the Gemara says, L'Tefillin ka'achirim. What do the Achirim say? Those are the Achirim that said, Mishayakir, when you recognize a friend from a distance of Dal Damas, that's the time of Tefillin. Now Tefillin is a whole new sugya really, because there's an Achleikus in the Gemara elsewhere, is Laila's man Tefillin or not? Minatir. When the Torah says mitzvah tefillin, tefillin, is that, can that only be done by day or can it be done at night as well? So machleis is how we paskin, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins that laila min haTorah is really min haTorah's man tefillin. The Chazal said don't wear tefillin by night because night time is the time when people sleep, and machleis if you're wearing tefillin by night, then you might fall asleep. So it comes out very interesting. Night time agabit tefillin. On the one hand, you can say that it's only midrabbanon not to. On the other hand, it's not just that it's not the correct time to do the mitzvah. Chazal said it's asa. You're not allowed to put on tefillin by night. So somebody says, I'm going to keep it on till during daytime. I'm just going to put them on for now. It's an isa, because Chazal said that you might fall asleep and that'll be a bizarre for the tefillin. The person can't look after his body when he's sleeping. So it's an isa to put on by night. Sometimes there is cases for if you cover it, there are certain cases you're allowed to. But that's a night is a time when you're not allowed to be wearing tefillin. So the Gemara over there says that the zman tefillin in the morning is also from Mishayakir. So the question is why Mishayakir? Why not from Alois? Alois is ready day. So Rabbi Yehuda says, "Very gishmak." Like we said by Krishna, why did Chazal say midrabbanon don't say shema till Mishayakir? That's when everyone gets up. For the same reason, tefillin. If you wear tefillin before Mishayakir, and we said most people it's very normal to sleep till Mishayakir, so again we've got that chashash that maybe you'll fall asleep, and if you fall asleep, then also I'll be designed for the tefillin. So for the same reason, Chazal said that tefillin is also only Mishayakir. And the Mela, so it comes out that before Mishayakir, then not only is it not the ideal time to do it, normally if somebody puts on tefillin before Mishayakir, then it comes out that he's actually doing an Issa Drabon. But in Simon Lamed, in the Shulchan Aruch, when it talks about Hilchos Tefillin, then it's quoted the Halacha, what about someone that's going on a journey, and in the olden days it was very, very cold, for a person even just to lift up his sleeve, it could be, in some places it's very, very difficult, but the person has to put on Tefillin at home, he can't put on when he's on the way. Once he's wearing them, he can keep them on. So it says a big chiddush over there, that even in the night, even before, not just before Mishayakir, even before Alois, he can put them on, don't yet make a brocha, and then he can put his clothes on, put his hat on, he can already be wearing them, and when it comes the time, then you just mamashmish, he'll move them a bit, little bit, and make the brocha.
How long before?
Sorry?
How long before?
How long before? Whenever, but let's say he's leaving, let's say Alois is 4 o'clock, and let's say he's leaving an hour before. But yeah, whenever he wants to, just before, no difference, no difference. Yeah,
2 o'clock, 3 o'clock.
That's right. Whenever he has to go, he can put them on.
Good.
And when it comes the time, he'll move it.
We think it's 4 hours later.
Right. If he has to go.
Home, he goes to the airport.
Yeah.
Right. But if he has to go already now, and he's not going to be able to put them on later because whatever illness there is, so he can put them on now, but he's not going to be mekayem the mitzvah yet, and he can't be mekayem. So it doesn't really help us nowadays. This because the normal question.
The mitzvah of Mashiach. Yeah. So does he have to adjust his tefillin on? If he keeps his tefillin on after Mishiyakir, then he's already over Lassiyosim.
Right. That's a very good question, because normally we know the bracha should be over Lassiyosim. But the Rishonim say that if you do it while you're wearing it, then it can also be over Lassiyosim. If it's B'Shas Adchak, if there's some reason that you have to start before the bracha, and you say the bracha while you're still wearing it, then it's okay. This whole thing of being the mashmash is just to have a hecker. The Rishonim say just... Sorry? Normal mishmash means to move out of place with the back. But in this, it could be, it's enough even just to move it a little bit. It shows that you're making the bracha on that. But anyway, this heter, as we mentioned, it's something which is not really negah nowadays. When somebody's traveling, they have to put on tefillin. It's not a problem, the rolling up the sleeve, and he's not going to put them on and keep them on, right? It's something that sometimes a person goes on the way, and he's not going to be able to have time to put them on, but he definitely doesn't want to keep them on, right? So this Eitzah, the Shlom Chabad says, put it on before the time, until the time comes, and then make a bracha when the time comes. That's Kamat not Negea for a Shaila which comes up nowadays. So what about... So the Shaila is, what's Pshat in this Heta? What about someone falling asleep? So here it says an interesting thing. Mishnah Berurah says that the whole Chashash of someone falling asleep is someone in normal circumstances at home. He's sitting down, he's lying. Oh yeah, he's traveling. He's on the journey, he won't fall asleep. Oh, so what about going in a taxi? The Mishnah Berurah says, very interesting, that this whole heter is with dafka hoylich biraglov. It's only by someone that's actually walking. A reichiv. The son that's yeshiv ba'agola, someone that's in a carriage, nowadays I'd say, like you're saying, in the taxi or is in the train or airplane. Also, that's another reason why this heter is not negat. But most traveling nowadays, we don't travel by foot. We're going on vehicles or whatever it is. So this heter is not really negat nowadays.
Nowadays, how would it work nowadays?
So what would someone do nowadays? That's a big shadow.
6 or 8 is
right.
What do you do?
Oh, so if you're going to arrive someplace before Shkia, then ideally, then don't put on now. Maybe daven
whatever.
Right, better then than before Mishayakir, the Chira. I'm not saying Lemaisa, I haven't gone into all the places in Lemaisa, but what it seems from here is that Mishayakir is not Lechat Chira. I did see someone saying. Right, Shai, what's the best? In such a case, is the best to wait till end of the morning, afternoon? Or do before Mishayakir. L'chayra, it's best to wait till afternoon. I did see one of the Pesachim saying something like this. Right. So if there's a chashash that he's going to forget, then l'chayra, maybe it is better than before. So that's a big shayla. That's something someone has to ask the Rav. What's called a big shayla b'chak. If there's something which nowadays is deimah to yit the derech to be matter before, that I'm not sure. That's something which Madaf Ragnarov. I'm not sure. What is there ever a heter to do before Mishayakir nowadays? And now we're going to move on to tzitzis. So the Mishnah discusses Krishna and the Gemara discusses Tefillin, both Mishayakir. And tzitzis is interesting. It's not a Mishnah, it's not a Gemara. That's already only the Rishonim discuss. And it's actually machlokes about it. The Rambam writes that tzitzis is also Misha Yakir, exactly the same time as Krishna and Tefillin, as we mentioned, the same as by tzitzis. And the reason being, that's when the Ruisa Mesoi, that's when you can, especially according to the reason, being Tcheles Lelovan, that's very Gishmak, Estaka, that's the time you can see the tzitzis the way you meant to. The Ramah brings down, in Simon Yud Ches, that the Modcha argues on this. The Modcha, he says, that by tzitzis, then you can make a bracha ready from Alois. So it comes out that really tzitzis, according to the Malcha, you can say before. But the Maisa, the Mishnah Berurah Paskens, says from the Gaon that we should really only do Misha Yakir. And that's taka, the way we are learning. Actually, we only say tzitzis also only from Misha Yakir. And when exactly Misha Yakir is, as we know, if you look on the Luach, there's two times. So obviously, if the person can, then the best is to be Mechmi, to do the one a bit later. But it says that there's a big machlokes about it. It's very unclear how you mashar Misha Yakir. So I mentioned one big chiddush I saw from the Ish of Avram of Butchash at the back of Shulchan Aruch. Says an amazing chiddush. Misha Yakir, he says that means when you can see using the sun. What's going to be, he says, on a snowy day. If you go outside, it's much brighter. Even a little bit of sun, much less sun, can already achieve that you can see from 4 amos away, you can recognize someone much quicker. And what about, he says, when there's a bit of moonlight, you can also see quicker. When it starts, as soon as he says a massive chiddush that it depends on the circumstances around that help you see using the sun. Yeah, so it's a very big chiddush. But the poskim don't go with that. The ma'aser, I just wanted to bring out interesting nekuda. The poskim say it means that the sun, when there's nothing else, when there's no light from the moon, and obviously no lampers that we have nowadays. So that's why it's a very, very...
Well, according to him, would it work around if it was very stormy clouds and you couldn't see the sun?
Very interesting. Interesting question. You don't discuss all the way around. Stormy doesn't mean that way around, because that's something which is just stopping you. As far as the light is concerned, you would be able to see. But the way the place can go, there's a big shadow. That's where the shadow comes up from, because the place can grow a certain amount of time according to their place, which is not clear in other places. So those are the two men and according to how many degrees. Thank you very much. Yeah. 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 Yeah.